From SLUT Chicago, this is This Slut's Life. I'm Wicked Fairy. Each week on our program, we choose a theme and bring you different kinds of stories on that theme. Today's program, secrets. Why do we keep them? And what's more, what happens when we finally tell them? So, I've known Ellis for a number of years. She used to work at the radio show, and her shamelessness was the quality I most admired about her. Especially as a woman. You know, she didn't care what people thought. Am I acting nice? Am I dressed too sexy? Am I being loud? She didn't ask those questions. She was totally herself. And when I was starting out, that was a breath of fresh air. For example, Ellis was never embarrassed. Not once. And for a pretty specific reason. She never, and I mean never, kept any secrets. She says this made her feel free, like no one was watching. So, what was the sluttiest thing that you did during lockdown?
Oh my God. That's a good one. The sluttiest thing. We did really get into bondage at one point.
Yeah? What happened? So
we started out pretty light, you know, handcuffs and blindfolds, that sort of thing.
Okay.
But as the weeks wore on, my boyfriend felt the need for a project. And soon he was getting super creative.
Oh, okay, like how?
Okay, so this one time, I come home, and he's cut part of the base out of our dining chairs.
Okay.
And he asks me to take off all of my clothes.
Right.
So I'm sat there, completely naked, and he puts a blindfold over my eyes and starts tying me to the chair so that I can't move.
Oh, very kinky. Okay.
I know, right? It's real 50 Shades shit. Anyway, the next thing I know, I hear this buzzing sound.
What was it?
So, my boyfriend had slotted my vibrator into the gap that he had cut in the chair. It was literally pressed against my pussy.
No. No way. Okay.
I know. Oh. And I couldn't move, like, at all. So naturally, I start coming.
Oh, God.
But it doesn't stop there. It just kept vibrating and vibrating. And so I'm literally forced to come again and again. At this point, my head is literally spinning from pleasure.
Holy shit, that's so hot.
So I'm sitting there and I'm feeling completely overwhelmed when I hear my boyfriend's voice in my head, and he comes in and he whispers that if I want the vibrator to stop, I have to open my mouth. So, of course, I do. And oh my God, he slides his thick cock into my mouth, and I'm there. And I spend the next 15 minutes just sucking him, utterly possessed, until finally he just comes hard all over my face.
That's fucking incredible.
I know, right? I mean, I was literally a fucking puddle by the end of it. A hot, sticky mess.
This is the best kind of mess. See what I mean? No secrets, no shame. Just pure sluttery. Of course, for most of us, the reasons we tell secrets are not as straightforward, which brings us to our episode this week, which centres on something I am yet to tell anyone. So listeners, my own reasons for telling my secret, I can't even call them reasons, that's too rational. What I had was an urge to tell, one driven by desperation, obsession, pleasure, and a longing to be known and understood. There are all kinds of secrets and all kinds of reasons for telling and not telling. That's our show this week, why we tell secrets and what happens after we do. Stay with us. Act 1, The MILF, The Neighbour and The Bookcase. I want to start by telling you about my own secret, one that began very recently and has completely taken over my life. So like everyone else on this planet, I experienced lockdown, all those endless days inside with only the news channel for company. And like you listeners, I did what most people did. I'm talking baking banana bread, reading the biggest book I could get my hands on, and masturbating to porn nearly every second of the day. All of which was fine. I mean, it was just about enough to keep me sane. But it was not exciting. Not at all. And really, besides the porn, this was definitely the time in my life that I felt the least slutty. Which is why, when the restrictions were lifted, I decided this was something that I needed to remedy. So the first thing I did was to pick out my sluttiest lingerie and go and introduce myself to the guy next door, whom I'd spied all throughout lockdown. Which, okay, so far sounds very Mills and Boone, but I never said the biggest book on my shelf was a classic. Anyway, this is the story of what happened the day I met my next door neighbour and the secrets he revealed. Hello? Anyone there? God, I hope he's in. Oh, hey, neighbour. Hi, I'm Fairy. Yeah, I live a few doors down. Sorry I haven't introduced myself before. I've just been so busy with work lately, I've barely had a moment to myself. Sorry, I'll cut to the chase. So, I thought I'd come over, say hi, and bring you some cookies I baked. They're still warm. Would you like one? Yeah, I recommend the double chocolate chip. They're my specialty. How is it? Oh, amazing. I'm glad you like them. Oh, shh. No, it's no bother at all. I've been baking all day and I had a bunch left over. And, you know, rather you have them than spend tomorrow scoffing them. Oh, honey, stop with the flattery. If only you knew what goes into keeping this figure. Oh, so you've seen me around. You haven't been spying on me when I'm doing yoga, have you? Relax, I'm kidding. God, the weather's super hot today. I thought we were supposed to be getting rain for the next couple of days. Would you mind if I came in for a sec? Thank you. Yeah, a glass of water would be great. Shall I put the cookies down here? Oh, wow. I really love what you've done with the place. It's very modern. How long have you been living here now? That long? Well, I must say I'm very impressed by how tidy it is. Someone's trained you well. Is it just you living here? Wow, I'm envious. So much space for one person. Thanks. That's better. So, may I ask what kind of work you're in? Wow, well, now this place makes a lot more sense. Do you have to head into the office much, or do you get the chance to work from home? Wow. Well, I bet you have the time of your life hunkered down in this bachelor pad. Everything a guy could want. Weekends filled with video games and lions in this house. I knew it. Sure, I'd love a tour. Where shall we start? No way, do you have a cinema room? God, I have to see that. Come on, lead the way. This feels like an episode of Cribs. So, what's in here? Oh my, you weren't kidding. That screen is ridiculous. Let me guess. You spent the last few months just playing video games in here. Boys and their toys, hmm? I wonder what else you've been watching on that screen. Oh, nothing, honey. I love your bookcase. Did you make it yourself? Well, that's impressive. It's so beautifully finished. You know, you can learn so much about someone by looking at their books. I wonder what yours reveal about you. Should we take a look? Okay. Alphabetical order. You like to keep things organized. So if you want something, you can just take it. What do you think? How am I doing so far? Oh, really? So what's your favourite book? I can't say I've heard of it. Do you have a copy? Third shelf down. Yep, I see it, the red cover. What's it about? Okay, Mr. Mysterious. I'll take a look. What was that? No way. You've got to be kidding me. Oh my God. Do you have a secret room? What the fuck? That's amazing. What's inside? Oh, come on, tell me. I've always fantasized about having one. Well, can I take a look? How does it open? I just grab the shelf like this. Oh my God, this is so exciting. Holy shit. Now, don't tell me I don't know how to leave an audience intrigued. So, listeners, after the break, we hear what's behind the secret door. Don't go anywhere. O mesmo dia vai nascer.
We've all been there. That day when everything that could go wrong somehow does go wrong. For me, this was last Monday. The traffic into work was an absolute nightmare, meaning I was 2 hours late into the office. What followed was the day from hell. I missed both of my meetings. And before I knew it, I found myself drowning in an ocean of stress. And really, there's just no way I can be the utter slut I want to be when I'm stressed. Thankfully, Pink was here to help. Pink is the simple pill that clears your head of any stress. But better than that, it has the added bonus of freeing you from any sexual inhibitions. That means you can be the slut you want, when you want, even after the day from hell. And for all those listeners who don't believe me, here's a clip I recorded of me spending time between my boyfriend's legs after taking Pink. Oh, that's it, baby. Use me. Oh, just tie me to her bed and fucking use me. I promise I'll swallow like a good girl. Holy fuck. Oh, my throat's the perfect fit for your cock, baby. So fuck it like you own it. And this Slut's Life is pleased to announce that you can get 50% off at checkout by entering the promo code PINKSLUT. So what are you waiting for? Head to pink.com today and turn your slutty desires into a reality.
So last time we left the story, I was about to learn what was hidden behind my neighbour's secret door. Let's hear what happened next. This isn't what I think it is it? No way. This is a sex room? Oh my. Look at that bed. It's fucking huge. Please tell me that's red velvet on the walls. I need to touch them. God, this is just unbelievable. I thought you might be hiding something, but I never imagined you were so kinky. Did you build all of this? Oh my God. When? And there I was, thinking you spent your weekends sleeping in and playing video games, when it turns out you were building this. No, I don't think you're crazy. Definitely kinky, though. Do I like it? It's incredible. Like a completely other world. I mean, you know this neighbourhood is pretty conservative. I can't imagine anyone else on this street has something like this hidden in their house. Oh, honey, it's definitely a good thing. Wait, don't tell me that's a stripper pole. God, 5 minutes ago I was standing at your door holding a plate of cookies, and now I'm literally standing in your hidden sex palace. Am I the first person you've shown this to? I feel a little honoured. Why me, though? I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of nice girls who would love to be brought back here. Why did you settle on me? What's that look for? Come on, you can tell me. Ah, I knew it. I knew I had seen you spying on me. To think you've had your eyes fixed on me every day when I did my yoga. So, how was the view? Oh, stop. You're too kind. I bet all my stretching and bending really got you hot and bothered then. Well, aren't you a bad boy, perving on your next-door neighbour? My own little voyeur. Be honest. Just how many times have you fantasized about showing me this room of yours? Oh, honey. Tell me. Does someone have a thing for MILFs? I thought so. I sort of guessed you like your women to be experienced. I bet you've watched more than your fair share of MILFs getting fucked on that cinema screen, hey? Well, seeing as we're being honest, I have to admit, I didn't just come over here to offer you some cookies. I came here to offer you a bit more than that. And seeing as we have the perfect room, it would be such a shame if we didn't use it. Don't you think? Exactly my thoughts. So why don't you shut the door? That's it. Just me and you. Locked away from the world to do whatever filthy things we want. This is usually how my fantasies begin. Now, why don't we go lie down on the bed and have some fun? Oh, these are silk sheets. Baby, you really didn't spare any expense. Come here. Your lips taste sweet. Take your shirt off. I want to see what you look like. Oh, even better than I imagined. Fuck. You taste so good. Take my dress off. Yeah, it unzips at the back. What do you think? Is this what you were hoping for? I picked this outfit just for you. You like it? Oh, well, honey, I must confess, I've been watching you, watching me. And I had my own little motive for knocking at your door. Believe me, I wasn't going to leave here until those desires were fulfilled. So really, all this was inevitable. Now, why don't you lie down and let me get out of these? Okay. That's it, baby. You sit back and get comfortable. Look at that. I can already see the outline. You're happy to see me, aren't you? Let's take these off. I want to see what you have in here. Oh, God. Oof. Just look at that. Fuck. I haven't seen a cock this big in forever. No, it's fucking perfect. Ah, oh, so thick and so hard. And all of this for me. I think it's about time we got acquainted, don't you? Now, watch me get on my knees for you. Is this what you like, baby? The MILF from next door on her knees for you? Yeah. Oh, just spread your legs for me. That's it, baby. Yeah, you show me how hard I make you. It's been so long since I had a hard cock in my face. Be honest. Is there any sight a man loves more than a woman on her knees looking up at him? Do you like to have your cock sucked? I know this is a silly question. Well, do you think you can handle these soft lips wrapped around your cock? Why don't we find out? I shouldn't give it all to you at first. I think I should tease you for a little bit. As punishment for all those times you spied on me. This is going to be fun. Is this what you like? My soft red lips all over you. Just rubbing my lips around your cock. You look even sexier when I'm down on my knees. That's it. Stare at me, honey. I love it when you stare at me. When was the last time you had your cock sucked, honey? Oh, that's a fucking crime. Too busy building secret rooms for sluts like me. Well, I promise you I'll suck your cock whenever you want. That's right. All of this belongs to you, honey. Every part of me. I'm gonna take you so fucking deep. Am I making your balls ache? Oh, baby. Do they need some attention, too? You let me help you out with that. You like that? You like when I suck on your balls? Yeah. I know. I'm such a tease. Do I look sexy with your balls in my mouth? I can feel them swelling up with cum. Oh, honey, just teasing you turns me on so bad. You know, I have another confession to make. And it seems only right that I'm on my knees for it. Well, I've been fantasizing about your cum for so long. Too long. How warm and thick it would be. And Ah, how sweet you'll taste. And all the ways I'm going to make it mine. My mouth's watering just thinking about it. Right. I think that's enough with the games. Come on. Feed me that fucking cock. Oh, honey. You taste perfect. You like that? You like it when I run my tongue up and down your shaft? The whole length of it. Oh, your cock fits perfectly in my mouth. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, that first taste of pre-cum. So delicious. Tell me how sexy my mouth looks wrapped around you. Tap it. Yeah. It's so big. I have a bad habit of sucking cock after just meeting. It's a real oral fixation. You like it when I look up at you, baby? Eye contact is so important. You love me in this pose, don't you? Yeah, on my knees, worshipping you. My ass sticking up. The soles of my feet facing up. I know you, dear. Tell me how hot it looks. A slut from next door with her mouth around your cock. You just lay back and enjoy the show, honey. I'm so wet for you. You want to see me play with myself while I suck your cock? It's another silly question. We both know how badly you like to watch me. Oh, fuck. Look how wet you've made me. My fingers just slide right in. Watch me. Just... what? That's right, baby. Just keep watching. Don't take your eyes off me. God, look how horny you make me. Can I ask question. Are those wrist restraints on the bed? Well, aren't you kinky? Why? Well, I was thinking, how about you and me break them in? Honey, do I look like I'm kidding? I want you to use me, baby. You know you want to. Come on. Tie me up and use me. Yeah. I want you to make me your own little fuck toy. That's it. I'm all yours. Okay. Right. Now, I want you to tie my hands to the bed. Yeah, it's okay. I want this. Oh, they're cold. No, it's okay. I like it. You maybe go a little tighter. Oh, that's better. Now, tell me how badly you fantasized about this. The slutty MILF from next door, all dressed up in my lace lingerie, my hands tied to your bed, and ready to serve you, to be used. Now, why don't you let me taste your gorgeous cock again? That's it. Press your cock up against my face. Now feed it to me. Please. I need it back in my mouth. Let me taste you, baby. Slow down. Why would I slow down? We're just getting started. I haven't even put you all the way down my throat yet. You can't tell me you don't want that. Exactly. Right. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to open my slutty little mouth, and you're going to slide your perfect cock deep down my throat. Now grab my hair, honey. That's it. I like it rough. Just watch me worship. Every fucking inch. Fuck. That makes me so fucking wet. It's just something so fucking primal. I'm so degrading. How about having your cock all the way down my throat? Oh, I fucking love it. You gonna make my eyes water? Come on, honey. I want you to ruin my makeup. I knew you had mascara running down my cheeks. You treat me like the slut I am. Fuck my slutty face. Oh.
God. Look at all that fucking saliva running down your perfect cock. It looks so good. I'm such a messy girl. I'm just throwing myself on your cock. I just get so carried away. Do you look at how juicy my tits look in this bra? Yeah. And tell me, how long have you wanted to see them? All those filthy fantasies you must have had. And just how badly do you want to see my lingerie on the floor? Come on, baby. Tell me. I want to hear it. Well, why don't you take it off? You know, I would, but I'm a little tied up. You still have to say please, though. That's the magic word. Oh, my nipples are so hard right now. Fuck. Yes, that's it. Suck them, baby. Your lips feel so good. Pinch the other one. Yeah, you push your face right in there. You like how juicy my tits are. Honey, they're all yours. Just yours. No one else's. Yeah, yours to play with whenever you want. Now, why don't you slap your tits with that thick cock of yours? Tell me how badly you want to fuck my tits. Go on, baby. Slide your cock between. Oh, your cock fits perfectly between them. Yeah. That's it. Oh, God, it looks so hot. That's it. Yeah. Rub your cock with my juicy fucking tits. Yeah. Fucking use me. You like it dirty, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, you feel your sloppy cock between my tits. Yeah. Feels so good. That's it. Fuck my tits, baby. Yeah, you tell me how much of a busty slut I am. Squeeze those tits, baby. Yeah, make it tighter. Fucking use me. Oh, God. Yeah, I love it when the tip of your cock peeks out like that. My new favorite toy. Oh, baby. I can't wait anymore. I need you inside me. My pussy's so ready. Come on. Come on now. Slide my underwear off. Put that hard cock in me, baby. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, get off. Yeah. I need you to fuck me already. No, no, no more teasing. You let me feel you. Fuck. Yes. This is exactly what I've been waiting for. Oh, fuck, honey. Oh, God. You feel so good in me. That's it. Grab my hips. Yeah, you get as deep as you can. Oh, I want your hands on my body. That's it. Grab my hips. You like that, baby? Yeah? Yeah. You tell me how good it feels. My pussy wrapped around your cock. It's all yours. It's all yours. Fuck yes. Yeah, do it. Fuck yes. Spank me, baby. Do it. Right there. Spank my ass. Yeah. Come on. Fuck yes. I'm yours, baby. You slutty MILF next door. Use me, baby. Fuck me as hard as you can. You do that? Yeah? Yeah, that's it. Fuck yes, harder, baby. Fucking take it. Take it. God. Your cock's so fucking gorgeous. Kiss me. Just like that. Fill that pussy up. Right there. Right there. Harder. Please, baby, I need it. You can be as rough as you want. Just. Don't hold back. Fuck. Go on, harder. Harder. You fucking treat me like one of those MILFs in those pornos. Just. Yes, just like that. Just like that, honey. Pound that pussy. Fucking use me. I love watching you fuck me. Your cock's so deep I can fucking taste it. God, oh my fucking God. Just, holy shit, my legs are shaking. How are you doing this to me? Oh fuck, that's amazing. Please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop and use this slut's pussy. Do it. Baby. Oh, your cock is incredible. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Don't you stop. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. Honey. I'm gonna. I'm gonna. I'm gonna. I'm gonna. You're gonna. This hook. Fuck. God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Holy shit. Oh, I can't feel my legs. Did she come? What? Baby, you got some serious stamina. Well, I hope you don't mind if I finish you off in my mouth. Oh, it'll be my absolute pleasure. I'm such a slut for your cock, aren't I? I just can't get enough of it. Fuck, my pussy tastes so good on you. Play with my hair. I suck you off. Feels nice. Baby, I want God, your cum's so fucking bad. My mouth is watering for it. Let me taste it. Are you gonna give me my cum? Come on, baby. Spill your hot load all over my tongue. She'd come right down my fucking throat. Paint my fucking face with it. Fuck, you're ready to come, aren't you? You want to come all over my face? You want to come down my throat? Okay. Use my mouth, baby. Pound my fuck. Fuck. Make me a slut. Make me a fucking slut. Your cum belongs in. Oh, fuck, cover me in it. Give it to me. That's it. That's it. All of it. Fuck. Oh, God, what a fucking load. It's so warm on my face. Oh. I needed that so fucking bad. Oh my God. Oh, there's so much. It's all over my tits. Do I look hot with your cum all over me? Oh, is there more? Wait, I want every last drop. Come here. I told you I was a dirty cum slut. Have you got your phone on you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to give you something to remember me by. That's it. Press record. I hope you remember this night, baby. The night you fucked the MILF next door. How you tied me up and used me. Slid your thick cock deep down my throat. Fucked my tight, wet pussy like the slut I am. And covered me in your warm, sticky cum. So yummy. And don't forget, every drop belongs to me. Just when I think it's done, I get a little more. My new addiction. Fuck. I haven't done that in a while. Thank you, baby. You're just incredible. My head's still spinning. Well, you know what they say. Once a slut, always a slut. I hope next time you're spying on me in my garden that the video reminds you of all the bad things you did to me. And you make sure to invite me straight over. God. I didn't even notice that the sheets are soaked. Now stop. It's this room. It brings out the slut in me. I know. We really should have done this a whole lot sooner. Well, honey, we have plenty of time to make up for it. And seeing as right now you've fucked me so good I can't stand, I don't think there's any reason for me to leave this bed anytime soon. And who knows, if you play your cards right, you might get a little show on the stripper's pole. Oh, would someone like another video to add to their collection? You bad boy. Somehow I don't think we'll be going anywhere for the next 2 weeks. So, where'd you throw my underwear? Well, are you going to undo these and let me pick it up? Oh, really? And what exactly do you have planned for me? Baby, you just read my mind. Now, get yourself back over here. We've got the whole night ahead of us. So it's been a few months since all of this happened, and I can happily say there's not been a single day when I haven't visited the room behind the bookcase. At this point, it's my home away from home, my own personal vault of sluttery. And believe me, I've committed some of my most filthiest of acts in there, some of which, if you're lucky listeners, may make their way into future episodes. Maybe. But for now, I'm keeping those secrets. Hey, a girl's got to have a secret or two. And that's where I leave you for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Wicked Fairy. Back next week with more stories on This Slut's Life.